Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generation with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generation's 12 Steps to Freedom. We are talking step 8, possibilities, and tonight is integration. We are excited to talk tonight with each other, with you, and with our guest coach, and let's get started. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
Just fine, thanks. Let's get going.
All right, sounds good. And we have our beautiful guest coach that stays up until midnight every fourth Monday of the month to come on and share with us all of her wisdom and knowledge about these 12 steps. How are you doing tonight, Trish March?
I am doing wonderful. I'm really excited to be here with you ladies tonight, and happy Memorial Day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Happy Memorial Day to you, too.
Thanks.
So, Trish, why don't you start us off with what do possibilities mean to you?
I'm a lady who does not limit myself. So possibilities is like the filter I use for viewing the world. And I really love working with my clients because I love to challenge them to look at the world in the same way. Like I'm going to go for things that scare me. I'm going to have courage. I'm going to try to attain the impossible. And I don't even believe in the impossible. So possibilities is something that I really strive for. And I really love thinking about, you know, what is possible. I love that whole image of if you had a magic wand, what would you do? What would your life be like? And I love that imagery, and I love that visualization exercise. And I mean, possibilities is just, it's the future, right? It's the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love the month of possibilities because it seems like always something really cool happens. It's like being focused on this tool, just being focused on her, just thinking about it brings those possibilities more into view, and you kind of see them more because it's on your mind. Have any special or cool opportunities come into either of your lives this month, ladies?
Well, for myself, sorry, I'm jumping there, Terry. For myself, I just
go for it.
Participated in a Transformation on Purpose Summit with one of the other certified Fearless Living coaches, and I believe that both you ladies did that as well. I had some cool opportunities to really dive into my story a little bit deeper level than what I've done in the past, and think about what that means from a Transformation on Purpose perspective. So that was really cool, and it really allowed me to go deeper into some of the things that had happened in my life and really helped me understand myself and my process and things that I went along. So that was a really cool opportunity for me just to dig a little bit deeper. And, you know, in doing that, I also updated my website, and I came up with some other cool stuff that I'm planning. So I'm, you know, a lot of really great possibilities came out from just saying yes to that one opportunity.
I love that. I love that because I know we had a few conversations on, you know, whether to say yes or no, right? And yeah. I think both of us kind of like, did we want to go through the process of doing something new, right? And yep. I'm really glad that we both did. I think I got a lot out of it, seeing like the effort that goes into it, like how much you put into it, how much you get out of it. And I already know that to a certain extent with how I advertise and market our business like either Fearless Generations or Terry and my personal coaching businesses. But it was really good to see like a whole other avenue of how you can get your message out there and support people, especially at this time when everybody's their fear is a little bit more up, right?
Yep. Well, I had a really interesting
experience. I'm glad you brought that up.
I kept having technical issues, and you know, I did question, and I think I talked to both of you a couple different times, saying, "Should I really continue with this?" Right? You know, because it's an opportunity, mm-hmm. but you know, sometimes the opportunity isn't right, or you know, so I had to really think about that and factor in, you know, the possibilities and what could come from this, or you know, what I was looking for from this, and you know, and kind of gauge that and to make a decision to continue or not, because I had obstacles almost every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thing where you can learn more about your process and, you know, looking towards possibilities and actually saying yes to them. I think that's the big thing. Like, you know, all the steps that you guys have done over the last few months have prepared you to say yes for that possibility, right? And that's
mm-hmm.
why it's in this order.
Yeah, I think so. Like right now, we're Terry and I, and we've talked about this before, but we're both involved in this new program with a coach that just came on the show this month, Katarina Rando. We're involved in a program to learn how to put on better workshops and events, and that's really important to us. And so I've learned so much about how to get our message out there and what's the best way. And you know, we have a virtual workshop, Change Your Life, on June 6th. And I feel like I've taken, like it's given me the possibility to just go in so many more different directions and just push myself even further out of my comfort zone, because I committed to this and I'm doing my part to make it happen. So I think anytime we say yes is going to push us out of our comfort zone. And sometimes saying no pushes us out of our comfort zone, right? Terry,
yep.
why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know you've been practicing saying no more often.
Well, that's interesting, because the current environment that we find ourselves in for the last 10 weeks, I've been sheltering in my home, and that's presented a whole different landscape of opportunity. One mm-hmm. opportunity to for self-care, an opportunity to say yes to following the guidelines, because I'm in one of the risk categories, saying no to people who aren't following it and you know, are trying to suggest we don't need to. And it's just been really an interesting time. And I loved what Trish said about the filter that she uses, the filter of opportunities in her life, and shares that with her clients. Because I think one of the interesting questions that I've asked clients, that they stop and aren't even sure what I'm asking them when I ask them, do you see the world for you or do you see the world against you? And sometimes they just, you know, I can tell that they don't understand from the silence on the phone, or if I'm watching them, the look on their face, that they've never thought about that before. They've never thought that they might filter their experiences through the world being against them. And yet so many people do, and you can hear it in their language. You can see it in their decisions. And it's a totally different mindset of thinking, no matter, and it doesn't mean everything the world throws at you is nice. It just means that everything in the world is for you and for your opportunity to see new possibilities and to take new pathways and to get out of your comfort zone. And I've been working for over a year in our community trying to establish a homeless shelter, because it's an issue in our society that's escalating. And for me, it's not okay for my fellow human beings to be living on the streets. And so I've been working really diligently on that and trying to see every opportunity I can and every possibility to move forward with this project. And even though people are constantly throwing up roadblocks and being negative and not seeing it the way I see it as a service to mankind, and yet I just continue plugging along because I see through the filter that this is something I can do and I can make a difference and I can have the people around me that have the same philosophy, and together we can make a difference in the lives of these over 200 people in our small community that are experiencing living on the streets. It's going to get hot this next week. It's going to be 109 in Tulare, which is really breaks the record. But now, because of COVID-19, we can't open a cooling center. Those buildings are all closed. They're locked down. And so it's just getting more and more urgent to continue looking for possibilities and ways to circumvent the landscape and the environment and still be able to make a difference in these people's lives. So that's the lesson that I've been working on during this time that I've been home. And then just the whole new opportunity of connecting with people on Zoom. And just the way we're doing business now, these are all possibilities that we didn't even know existed until we've gone through this experience. So I totally agree that we just, you know, if we're open to the possibilities, we don't know what the future is going to bring. I mean, we've kind of learned that really dramatically. But if we're just open to possibilities and open to moving forward and open to practicing these steps to freedom, we can take advantage of those opportunities and continue our personal growth and our passions.
Yeah, I love how you talk about Zoom because it's been a blessing and a curse, I feel like. There was one day last week that I was literally on Zoom from 9 to 6:30. I just went from one meeting to another. I think it was like a total of 5 different meetings on Zoom. And so in that way, it might have been an opportunity for me to say no, right? But but I really loved everything I was involved in that day. But then it's also provided us the opportunity for my husband's family, where we're more spread out and we don't see each other very often, for us to come together and do a Zoom and actually all kind of virtually be together. And so because of this new kind of filter we're all looking through, right? Like, we could have done this before this happened. Zoom was still available. I still know how to use it. But because of this situation and being on Zoom so much more and Zooming even with my own family, who I normally saw all the time, it gave me the idea of, hey, let's contact Jay's family, my husband's family, and get us connected on Zoom. And that was a really cool experience that we had. I think we did that last week. And it was really cool. And everybody wanted to do it again. So I think that and our workshop on 6 is going to be on Zoom. And so it's a whole new filter to look through things of what's possible and what's available and what we're capable of.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I really love how you were talking about getting Jay's family engaged because, you know, I've been using Zoom for a long time now and I never really even thought of doing that. You know what I mean? It's fun how your focus changes when your environment changes and how you look at the things and you're like, oh, this is like a really great opportunity. So, I mean, it's just so interesting how much we've all learned and experienced and challenged ourselves to do during the last 10 weeks or 11 weeks of this pandemic, right? So it's been just such an interesting growth experience. And, you know, all the different opportunities you have to learn and grow and challenge yourself beyond using just technology, but, you know, how the gyms have gone online and how, you know, there's all different types of meditation classes. I mean, there's just a zillion things going on. I mean, just like you said, you could be involved in things from first thing in the morning until you go to bed at night. Just taking advantage of all the things that people are giving away and doing. I mean, it's just an amazing time period.
Yeah, it's, and I think that's why the whole question of saying yes and saying no is can be uncomfortable either way right now, right? Like, we might feel like we need to say yes to everything and be on Zoom all day. I know I can get into that. Like, now all these amazing workshops are available virtually, so I don't have to travel to go to them. And so I want to say yes, but do I really have the time and the energy in my day to do that? And I have said yes to quite a few, but I feel like I am being a little bit better with really discerning if this is something that I really need to push my business forward, or something that's really going to affect me on, you know, in my personal goals for myself and my family. And, you know, the other things that sound interesting or fun, I can, you know, possibly do later, you know? And so I have grown in that process, but there's so much available. I mean, people are just like walking together. I mean, there's like everything is online right now. And, and it's just like, what do you want to take advantage of? You know?
Absolutely. And that's why I love all the steps that come before this, because it really helps you with your discernment about the possibilities. Like, it really goes through, like, awareness. Like, how much do you have time for? What are you interested in? What's going to move you forward? Or are you just trying to have fun? Like, you know, and all those different steps and all the things you learn about yourself and what your priorities are and, you know, where you want to put your attention really can help you drive the direction of your priorities. So those are all important steps to go through in order to get to the right place to look at these possibilities and see, you know, what your landscape is and which direction you want to head.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know it's so funny because I keep getting asked, you know, how our family's doing, because, you know, all eight of us are home now and we've been home for, you know, this whole time. And we're doing pretty good. You know, I mean, there's a few more fights and people get a little bit frustrated with each other because we're not used to being constantly in the same space. But I think that everybody is kind of having their moments of wanting to explore possibilities that they didn't necessarily give themselves permission to do before. And I think that's always a huge thing to me, is permission. And I feel like maybe it's because of the way that we're raised. We always feel like we need to ask for permission. I don't know, like, if that's what it is for me. But I feel like a lot of the time I'm waiting around for someone to say it's okay. And when I can become aware of that and willing to give permission to myself, right, then I can move forward and start, you know, taking on some of these things. Like, I learned how to thread my sewing machine, which was super exciting.
Awesome.
It was so exciting because I looked up YouTube videos and I was just not getting it. And then finally I got it, and really, I mean, it was, you would have been.
Did you do a Zoom call, or how did you figure it out?
No, well, like, I realized that I was trying to thread it in the wrong direction. Like, I was trying to push the thread through the hole of the needle, and I was doing it the wrong direction because I don't see very well. And so I couldn't see the hole to put the thread through. So I was just trying, you know, like, she said, well, maybe I'll eventually get it right. But anyways, I finally was able to see the hole, and then it went a lot faster. But, you know, it's like, normally we tell ourselves, oh, you know, when I have time, I'll do this, or when I have time, I'll do that. And now a lot of us, some not of us, right? There's still people who are working and are even busier now than they were before. But some of us have a lot more time. And so that excuse of when I have more time has been kind of taken away. And I think for some people, they're starting to do things. And for others, they're finding more excuses. But I think it's an opportunity to really look at those possibilities and to decide which one really resonates with me right now and then step into it.
And it's also going to be interesting now as America starts opening up, like which things have you taken up, which possibilities have you taken advantage of, and which ones will you keep and maintain, right? And which ones will be part of your future versus, you know, it was just a short-term thing that you'll let go once you're able to go do something else. Like when our world, we get back to the point of distraction that we were in before, like, you know, that's the possibility too. Like, do you go back to how your life was as much as you can, or do you actually choose to spend a little bit more downtime? Do you choose to have, you know, a significant amount of time with your family? Like, what are the possibilities? Like, how could your family be different? You know, how is your family different now? Like, time together. So there's so many cool possibilities to consider, you know, what you've had so far and what will be coming up over the next, you know, few months as our world gets back a little bit back to normal, right? At least in time.
Yeah, we've been making a commitment to talk to the great grandmas and the grandmas more often, and I hope that we can keep that up, because I think our kids are really lucky to still have great grandmas, and so I think that, you know, building that connection between those two generations is really important, as well as their grandmas, but then also the connection with Jay's side of the family, I think, is really something that I hope continues, because my kids have a lot of exposure to my side of the family because we're closer to my side and we're all generally located. There's just a couple of my siblings who are out and about. And so they know their cousins, they know their aunts and their uncles, but on Jay's side, they don't know them as well. And so I hope that we can keep that connection going.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I was just thinking, I really need to encourage my nieces and nephews to reach out to my dad, because he does talk about being, you know, bored quite a bit and, you know, feeling lonely. And I think that would be really awesome. So I love that suggestion that you're keeping in touch with them. And I think that's an amazing thing to share. So I'm going to pound them a little bit to do some of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of fun with it. And Jay's grandma, we call her Granny. Everybody has their own name, so we don't get confused. So Granny, when we called her on Sunday, she was having long conversations with them. It wasn't just like a hi, ask a question and get off and move on to the next kid. She was really asking them questions, and that's so special, you know, for them to feel, you know, feel so cared about that she would take time with each one of them. And so I just think that's really important, you know. They're close with their Nana because they see her all the time, but they don't have as much time with, you know, their other grandparents. So, yeah, I really hope that we keep that going. Terry, what is something that is going on for you right now that you hope continues?
Well, I really am enjoying the connections that I'm making with my business. And I've been doing Zooms 2 days a week. And the people that are continuing to come on every week, I'm developing some nice relationships with them that I'm sure will continue past the time that I'm doing these Zooms. I'm planning on doing them. Well, I was going to do them through the end of May, but maybe I'll do them a little longer. I'll just have to see. But that's been some very nice connections with people I didn't know very well. And now I, you know, have made good connections with them. So Zoom, I haven't been taking lots of classes on Zoom like you have, but I've been making connections, doing a lot of meetings in terms of city council. We're having all our meetings on Zoom. And what I like about that is I kind of have more control over the time that I get to take because I'm not there. I'm the only one that's on Zoom. And that's been kind of a nice connection. And then all the other business meetings that different committees that I'm on, and those have all been on Zoom, and it's just been a real clarity of conversation because each person is given a time to talk and there's no talking over one another. So it's been some nice communication taking place, and I hope that respect and that willingness to listen to each other goes back when we're meeting all together and having a meeting together, that might continue. And just the importance of our family and the connections that we have and friendship. And I'm just really looking forward to when I can have some, have a hug from my grandkids. I'm really missing that a lot. Found out how much that meant. And I'm sure that those days will return and we'll be able to have that physical contact again. But, I mean, I've learned a lot about myself and what's important to me and what I really need in order to process my feelings. I've been able to do that more rigorously and maybe at a deeper level because of the isolation. That's given me an opportunity to be very reflective, and I really think that's been good for my soul, good for my psyche, to be able to be really reflective and have that time as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, we just have a few more moments left. Trish, what would be the number one thing you would want our listeners to take away from the call tonight?
I think I would just suggest that they spend a little time thinking about all the possibilities that they have open to them and then see what they might be able to get started doing. Right? Like, there's so many things happening right now, but what's in alignment with what you want to do moving forward or what you want your future to look like? And then try to take advantage of those things as much as you can. So use some discernment, say yes, and really just think about the things that you want out of your future.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we want to remind everyone that the 12 Steps to Freedom are created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO of the Fearless Living Institute. And if you would like to learn more about the Fearless Living Institute, you can go to fearlessliving.org, as well as seeing Trish. If you want to hear more about Trish, do check out her website. It is very nice at trishmarch.com, and posted about it on the Facebook group as well. So go and like the Facebook group if you haven't yet. So we thank you all for being here. We ask that you keep returning and coming back with us. We have a lot more awesome coaches that will be coming on the show with us. And, of course, Trish will be back here in 4 weeks. So you don't want to miss that either. I want to thank you all and have a great Memorial Day, what's left of it, and a great week. Stay safe and keep healthy. And until next time, be fearless.
Be fearless. Good
night. Thank you. Be fearless. Good night.